With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ryan Ruth found guilty of trying to assassinate Donald Trump at his Florida golf course in 2024 has been sentenced to life in prison.
His defense attorneys had asked for 27 years to give Ruth a chance at freedom, but prosecutors argued that Ruth remained unrepentant. Judge Aileen Cannon pronounced his fate in the same Fort Pierce, Florida courtroom where jurors found him guilty last September of trying to assassinate a major presidential candidate and other charges. Prosecutors said Ruth spent weeks plotting to kill Trump before aiming a rifle through shrubbery as the candidate played golf at his West Palm Beach Country Club. He was spotted by a Secret Service agent before Trump came into view. Acting as his own attorney for that September trial, Ruth tried to stab himself shortly after the verdict. I'm Jennifer King.
Scientists say there's a link between wildfires and thousands of deaths each year.
The research shows that from 2006 to 2020, wildfire smoke contributed to an average of just over 24,000 deaths per year across the lower 48 states due to exposure to tiny particles called PM2.5. PM2.5 particles can lodge deep into the lungs and enter the bloodstream, leading to serious health issues, particularly neurological diseases. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court has allowed California to use a new voter-approved congressional map favorable to Democrats in this year's elections, rejecting a plea from state Republicans and the Trump administration. No justices dissented from the brief order. The justices have previously allowed Texas's Republican-friendly map to be used in 2026. On Wall Street, the Dow by 260 points, the NASDAQ dropped 350, the S&P lower by 35. This is SRN News. Legal experts analyze a big jury award in New York. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A 22-year-old woman who underwent a sex change operation when she was a child has won $2 million in damages. She now regrets the surgery, and a jury agreed with her that her psychiatrist and her surgeon should not have helped her undergo the procedure. Experts say this decision could throw a chill into the entire transgender industry, which has proven very lucrative for both doctors and hospitals. Similar lawsuits are pending. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit accuses a California doctor of violating Texas's pro-life laws. The complaint has been filed under a new Texas measure allowing private citizens to sue abortion pill providers for sending drugs into the state by mail. It may be the first lawsuit of its kind since the statute took effect. The complaint accuses the same doctor who Louisiana officials tried to extradite last month. This is SRN News. Russian and Ukrainian envoys are meeting for U.S. brokered talks in Abu Dhabi today to end their nearly four-year-long war. Meanwhile, renewed latest Russian strikes in Ukraine killed at least two people overnight.
Video shared by the Regional Military Administration shows burned-out cars and damaged buildings as firefighters battled intense flames. Lena's shop was damaged in the strike. She says it was all very scary. The sound, the rumbling. She says there was hardly any time to react. Ukrainian officials say Russia also struck the Black Sea port city of Odessa overnight, damaging civilian infrastructure. Talks to end the war are scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday in Abu Dhabi, but a comprehensive settlement appears distant. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.